Yes, this mouse is also a GE virtual.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, in this whole eating process, I take the fruit from the plate, I put it in my mouth, I chew it, it goes into my tummy, intestine, it gets processed. And it gets processed, right? In this whole process, where is Jeev? Food was a Jeev, fingers took it, they were a Jeev, mouth chewed it, that mouth was a Jeev. What was Jeev doing in this whole process? Yes, Via, what were you doing while eating? Everything was done by this Ajeev only. Fingers, which were Ajeev, they took the food, they put that into your mouth chewed, your intestines processed it. What did you do, Dia, as a Ajeev? And you just claimed, Nadia, that I do this eating thing. So who is eating in this process? Ajeev is eating or this body is eating?
No.
What do you know? You know food. What do you know about food in this process?
I know what is this food. I'm eating the food.
You are eating the food?
Yes.
Arey, we just said na that the fingers took the food, the mouth chewed the food. What did you do in eating? Who ate the food? Body or soul?
Body.
Body ate the food. Then what did soul do while eating? Arjun.
Soul was thinking.
Thinking what?
Thinking how to eat food.
Oh, no. When the food goes inside, what is the next thought that comes into your mind? Oh, this is tasty. Oh, this is not tasty. Right? Who knows this taste? Soul or body? Who has knowledge attribute? Soul has knowledge attributes. Who will know things? Soul will know things. Body does not have any knowledge. So body, see, when you have a bad food, okay, it's very not tasty, okay, and by mistake you took it into your mouth. Now does soul complain, no, keep it, make it out. Is it like your mouth stops eating it? No, it is still chewing it. The moment you say, no, I cannot eat this anymore, then you puke it out. Right? The body doesn't complain at any time because it doesn't know if it's good or bad. It is you that know that no, your food is very bad. I cannot eat it. So you put it, you just throw it out of your mouth. Agreed or not? So if body has any knowledge about the taste of the food, it never had taken any bad food. The food that doesn't taste good. But the body doesn't know. It is I as a soul who decide that whether food is good, tasty, or it's not delicious. Everybody is agreeing to me or not? No?
Yes.
Everybody is convinced that who eats, see, the eating process is done in body, that is Ajeev. In this whole process, what do I do as a soul? I know whether the food is good or food is bad. Same way, Arjun, when I play soccer, this body does everything. It takes the ball, it kicks on the ball. But I as a soul know, oh, I have to go to that goal. But each time I think like I should kick this way, I cannot kick because I am not doing the kicking. Sometimes it is a good kick, sometimes it is a bad kick. Why? Because body is doing this kicking thing. So I cannot decide how to do it. I just know that what is to be done. Now, if body cooperates, it gets done. If it doesn't, it doesn't get done. Arjun, do you agree with me that your every kick that you make, that doesn't go the same?
Yeah, every goal and every kick is different, every throw.
Why is it different? You are the same one, okay? Arjun doesn't change every moment. Arjun is same. Yeah, so who is kicking the ball? Arjun as a soul or the body?
Body.
Yeah, so what Arjun thinks and what Arjun ordered, does body take that order, or it just do like whatever it likes to do?
Whatever it likes to do.
Because if it had taken orders from you, then every kick must have been perfect, because you wanted every kick to be perfect, right?
Yeah.
But it is not making every kick perfect, means it is not listening to what you are saying. It is just doing its work. What do we do at this time? We just know what is being done. Oh, it's not a good kick. I just did a nice kick. Oh, I did that goal. So this knowledge is done by the soul, but every other activity is being performed by the body. What our mistake in this is, in this whole eating process or in this whole playing process, we are jamming Arjun, in this whole process, what mistake do we do? It's just we start thinking, oh, I am eating. Who was eating? The body was eating. But what I started thinking, oh, I am eating. Who did the goal? The body did the goal. It kicked the ball. But what I started thinking, Arjun did the goal. Yeah, I am the great soccer player. Yes, I did the goal. This is a mistake. What we have not done, we make ourselves think that, yes, I have done that. Am I making sense? Or I'm not? Okay, so now realizing this mistake that now if I scrutinize things, if I operate things, I come to know this whole eating process was done by body. I only did this knowledge that, yeah, the food is good or food is bad. The food is tasting good or bad. Where is the goal? What is my team? Where to pass? I was doing this knowledge part only. Every other thing was being done by body. So the body doesn't take orders from me. So when we start thinking on these lines, we call it discriminating. Okay, we call it bhed gyan, that we are discriminating on what we are doing and what the body is doing, and what I can do and what body can do, and what I am not doing and what body is doing. So just differentiating, making a line between I, myself, and this body, and deciding whether I do this or not. See, what is the good of knowing it? Okay, Arjun, like somebody told you, yes, you can do a goal, you can goal. Okay, Diya, somebody told you, no, if you run fast, you can win the race. Diya, okay? Jamin, just imagine you are standing on a playground, it is a race, and your mentor has just told you that if you run fast, you will win the race. And you can run fast and you will win the race. And you will win the race because you can run fast, okay? He's motivating you. Fine? Diya, are you all on the playground?
Yes.
I am your mentor. Okay? Oh, you don't like me as a mentor? Fine. See, you're on a playground, I am telling you that if you run faster, you will definitely win this race. And I am sure, I believe that you can run faster. Okay, now you all started the race, okay? And while running, there is sudden pain, you know, lag. Now you cannot run faster. And therefore you couldn't win the race. Now you'll be happy or sad.
Why sad?
Because the soul would be sad
because the body didn't do what I ordered.
No, other thing is what your mentor told you, that if you run fast, you'll win race, and I believe in you that you can run fast. Did he not put his confidence in you?
Yeah.
He made you believe that, yes, he can run. Yes?
Yeah.
Hello? And you couldn't run. So you felt bad that, you set his expectations off. You couldn't run. Maybe if you could have run faster, you could have won the race. So he made you believe that, yes, you can run. And you believe this, yes, I can run. But the same situation was what? You were not running at all, the body was running. So at the first place, if I was knowing that no, I don't run, this body runs, and if it has to run smoothly, it will win race, but I cannot control it. So it may go bad, it may not run that fast, and it may not win race. So whether I win race or I don't win race is depending on this body. So there is nothing I can worry about. So when I know this point, will I be worried? Will I be sad after I lose the race? If I know that, no, I had no control over running, this body had all the control. If it runs well, I will win the race. If it doesn't, I will lose. I cannot do anything in it. Then after this, will I be the sad person when I lose, or I'll be just, you know, normal, moderate? Hello? Nobody's getting what I'm saying, right?
Can you repeat the question?
The question is not a question, actually. I'm just saying your mentor now told you, instead of saying that you can win, now your mentor is saying, please don't worry. You win or you don't win, things are not in your hands. If your body works well, you may win. If it doesn't, you may not. You don't have to do anything in winning, because you cannot do anything. So now, having told by the mentor this thing, now you lose. Will you feel bad?
No, not really.
Why not really?
Because my mentor said, hey, it doesn't, things aren't really in your favor. You don't know the outcome, so I would feel better. I would feel better about losing.
Yeah, so he's saying that you cannot do the work of the body, right? So it's not on you that you, so you don't have that pressure of winning now. Like, okay, I have to win the race. Because you have nobody to run, it's your body to run. So mentor is saying that you cannot do anything of your body. So whether you think you can run fast or you don't, the body is going to do the way it wants to do. Right? So there is no reason worrying about winning. So now, are you worried about winning or losing? No, because you know that it is not your work to win or lose. Right? So just, you know that you cannot do something, you are relieved from the result of that thing. Right?
Yeah.
So just when I know that, yeah, this is the work of body and I don't do it, so am I not relieved?
Yeah.
Am I not relieved? See, this is the good of knowing this distinction between Jeev and Ajeev. The moment I realize that, yeah, this is not my job, I don't give any of my attention to that job. Okay, it will happen the way it has to happen. So I am not worried about it. So I am not suffering the pain of losing, or I am not enjoying the happiness of winning, because I know, dude, I haven't done anything in this. So in that part, aren't we satisfied? Aren't we content? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we know it's not a habit to win. We know that it's not a job to win. So there is nothing that will make us sad about winning or losing. Right? So this is the good of knowing this, Jeev and Ajeev. That yes, I know my work is to know, and I am knowing. Nobody can stop me from this knowing job. I have no work of this body, so I don't eat, I don't drink, I don't have to do anything, because this body is doing itself what it has to do. So no matter how many orders do I give to this body, it is only going to do what it wants to do. So why to worry about giving it orders? I just become wise and see the game, what this body is doing, and I just know, okay, fine, it's like a cinema is going on and I'm looking into it. I'm just enjoying the play. So this body is doing things, I am enjoying, I'm looking at, oh, these things are being done by body. If I had this thought that I am doing these, how much tension would I had? But now I know that it's not my work, so I am very much relieved that I don't have to do this. And isn't it good to do nothing? Seriously, how many of you really want to do, like, I should do this, I should do this? I love to rest. If somebody tells me you have to do nothing, it's the best day of my life. Isn't it the case? Hello?
Yeah.
Who wants to do work? Nobody wants to do work. And yes, actually what Jerusalem is telling us that yes, you have nobody to do this work. You have only one work, and that is to know. Any other thing that you see is being done by your body, and you don't have to worry about that. Am I making sense or not, Arjun? Arjun?
Yes, you're making sense.
There is no work that we do of this body, because the body is doing on its own. Okay, when I speak, okay, my hands automatically move. You people are not looking at me, but still my hands are moving. For whom? I don't know for whom they are moving. Because it's not my job to worry about that. Hands have got their own work and they're doing that work. Same way, when you look at things, your eyes, you know, they tickle, they go up and down automatically. Why don't you stop them or you order them, okay, eyes just go down, now go up. Go down, now go up. They automatically do this thing, don't they? So why they are doing it? Because they have got work of their own and you have nobody to decide what they should do and what they should not. Fine, Dia, is it okay?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Arjun, your question that that mouth is tasting the food, it is touching the food, so why it is not jeev, why it is ajeev? See, we are body, okay? The knowledge work is of body. So when food comes into the mouth, it is soul that tastes the food. I mean, that gets the knowledge of food. Food is on the mouth is chewing it, the teeth are just, you know, chewing the food. But the taste is being known by whom? The soul. If something very hot gets touched to your hand, you come to know that, oh, it's hot. So yeah, this knowledge of hotness, that it is hot, it is done by soul. So anything that we do, we see, okay, eyes are looking at this color. So this color is blue or black, this distinction is being done by soul. So this body just, you know, it's a medium to know, like temperature we have, okay, so thermometer we have, so I have fever, I'll put thermometer into the body, right, and after some time I'll see how many degrees fever do I have. We all know what is thermometer, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, okay, so I have put that thermometer, so I took out 100 degrees Celsius, 100 degree fever I have, okay. So, is it thermometer who is suffering from fever or this body?
Body.
Body, not thermometer, but thermometer is showing 100 degree then.
Because you put the thermometer into your body?
Yes.
Thermometer is just measuring, right?
So, who has the fever, body or thermometer? Can we say thermometer is suffering from fever? Arjun?
Yes?
Can we say thermometer is suffering from fever?
No.
Why? It is showing 100 degree, dude.
It is measuring.
It is measuring. Yes. See, the same way body is doing things, it looks like body are doing things. But no. Eyes are open, but the soul is knowing that what things are around. So eyes are only medium to know. Like thermometer is only the medium to know what fever it is. Eyes are the medium to see what things are it is. But the actual knower is, actual person who is suffering from fever is body. Actual knower who is suffering from knowledge is soul. So these things, the body is a medium which helps the soul to know things. Like, oh, this is hot. Oh, this food is tasty. So this knowledge is being done by soul. But eating, kicking, this is done by the body. So the process is happening in body. What I am doing, I am knowing, yeah, the touch of it is very rough. The taste of it is very good. This is delicious. Oh, this is very bad. Oh, that person is looking very ugly. Oh, that person is beautiful. So I am the knower. I am having knowledge. I am knowing things. This soul is, this body is just a medium to know things. The process is going on this body. The process of knowledge is going into my soul. And I know with my knowledge attribute. Fine. In this study material, the last slide, discoveries. Open the last slide. We have this study material, Jeevan Ajeev. It has the last slide, discoveries. Everybody found it?
Yes.
Yes. Arjun, did you open it?
Which slide is it?
It is slide number 8. Just second last. Last is Mumukshus of North America's logo. Hello?
Yes.
It is the slide number 8 of the study material. Are you on
okay.
it?
Yes.
Jaimin, have you opened it? Hello, Jaimin. Almost. Okay, slide number 8. It is written discoveries. Everybody found discoveries, it's written like in a vertical form. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Everybody got discoveries. Now what is the first question? Is body yours? We have three questions, we have three persons. Each one of you is going to answer the three questions, okay? We'll start with Arjun. Arjun, is body yours? First question.
No, because I'm separate from body.
Yeah, so how do you get to know that your body is not yours? What is the proof?
What was that? Could you please repeat that? I couldn't understand the last word.
Yeah, yeah. What is the proof? I mean, how do you decide this? How can you prove that body is not yours?
Ved Gyan, you can show that
yes, Arjun. Can you relate it with soccer? We just did it.
Relate it with soccer? Okay. Well, if you're the goalie, you're different from a striker because the striker runs up to make the goal while the goalie protects the ball from going into the net.
Okay, so if body was yours, if you wanted the ball to go into the goal, body, if at all it was yours, it should take orders from you, right?
Yeah.
But is it taking orders from you?
What was that?
If body was yours, it should have taken orders from you. So you said, okay, I want this perfect kick. Body must have given you perfect kick. Right?
Yes.
Is it giving you?
No, because it's always different kick.
Yeah. So this is what it is proving, that body is not yours because it is not taking orders from you. It doesn't give any attention to what you say. It does what it wants. Right? Therefore, body is not mine. If it at all it was mine, it should have, you know, given respect to the orders I gave to it. Fine, Arjun? Pakka? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fine?
Yeah.
Hello? If body was mine, so it should have done everything what I ordered it. If I told it, okay, run fast, it should have run fast. But it is not doing that. It is proving that body is not mine. It is simply a separate thing which takes order of its own. Second question, Jaimin, do you perform the work of body?
Wait, 1 minute.
Yeah, do you perform the work of body?
Yeah.
Yes, you perform. Okay. Which work do you perform? You brush your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So tell me the process of brushing your teeth. You took the brush on your hands, you put paste on it, and you're just brushing your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who is holding the brush?
You.
Your hands, right?
Yeah.
Brush is what, Ajeev?
Ajeev.
Your hands are what, Ajeev?
Ajeev.
Your teeth are what, Ajeev?
Ajeev.
So where is Jeev in it? Where is German doing things? Brush, the Ajeev, is holded by your hands, the Ajeev, brushing your teeth, the Ajeev. Where is Jeev in this whole process?
What?
Where is Jeev in the brushing process? Who is brushing now? Your own hands are brushing, right? So you're not brushing it. The Ajeev hands are brushing it. So the work of body is being done by body itself. Fingers itself are brushing. So do you do the work of body?
Yeah.
Do you do the work of body or not?
No, the body does it.
Yeah, exactly. We saw now, like, who is brushing? Body itself is brushing its teeth. So the soul is not coming into the picture only.
Hello, I guess we have lost Anubhavji. Let's wait for him to join back.
Okay. Arjun, yes, Sachin ji,
will you be able to call Anubhav ji?
Well, the thing is, I'm using an IP phone.
Okay,
so I will do it, but it'll take a few minutes.
Yeah, not a problem. I guess Anubhav ji is not able to get onto the call. So, probably you can use the other phone and get him.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sachin ji?
Yeah?
Okay, I'm connected on Vonage. I'm going to call Anubhav ji now.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
We're sorry.
Okay, I think everyone should be here now.
Okay, fine. The last question is, Diya.
Nobody is back.
Hello. Yeah. Just to wind up the last question. If you are a Jeev and nth is what? Diya. Dia, the last question, if you are a Jeev and nth is what?
Jeev.
Ant is again Jeev. Elephant is Jeev or a Jeev? Dia? Hello, Dia? Hello? Dia, can you hear me?
Hello, Anubhav ji.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Because I think it's possible that we might have got disconnected from them.
Oh, I can't hear you. Jaimin, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, Jaimin is there. Dia, are you there? Hello? Okay, fine. See, what is the answer to this question? Ant is what? Elephant is what? So, yes, okay.
We got disconnected, we are joined back.
Okay. Yeah, Diya, the question is, if you are a Jeev, then an ant is what?
Jeev.
Okay, so is it like ant is Jeev or some more, we need to go into details, like elephant is Jeev?
Yes.
The complete elephant is Jeev. That huge black colored elephant is Jeev.
Recent.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, hey. Okay, so what is Jeev in elephant? His big, you know, nose.
And soul is Jeev.
Yes, and elephant's body is what?
A Jeev.
So, and ant's soul is what?
Jeev.
And ant's body is what?
Jeev. A Jeev.
Body of ant is what? A Jeev. Okay. So, Anubhav's soul is Jeev, Anubhav's body is a Jeev. Same way, dog's body is a Jeev, dog's soul is Jeev. Same way, anything we take, if it has body, the body is a Jeev. If it has soul, the soul is Jeev. Excellent. So we conclude this chapter, Jeev and Ajeev. We have to remember the Ved Gyan, that what I am Jeev, what do? I know. And I know why, because I have this knowledge attribute. Ajeev does not have this knowledge attribute and Ajeev does not know. Okay, so therefore I am different from Ajeev. So if this body is Ajeev, I am different from this body. If anything around me is Ajeev, I am different from that. Fine. Okay. So this chapter is completed. Now that poem, Shuddhatam, pure soul is my name. Okay. That poem will do, like, it's like we have already read that poem once. So you pupil try to read that poem. And we'll do it in 15 minutes in the next class. And this portion will get completed. Okay, so this chapter is completed. Fine. Any questions?
Can you sing the poem?
Any questions? What?
Can you please sing the poem?
I can sing the poem. Fine, I'll sing the poem. Okay. Fine. I'll sing the poem. Your soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. God's salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. No thirst or hunger reaches my address, no cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam, your exultant and supreme is my home. My name is pure soul, my fame is to know alone. We shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss, my home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul, my dream is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Fine.
Thank you.
You all read it. You all read this poem at your own. Try to sing it. In the next session, if we have the next session, in 10 minutes, because it's very easy, the meaning of the poem is very easy, that what when we become Siddha, when we go to the liberation, the moksha, what is there? So there is no thirst, no hunger, we do not have to drink anything, we do not have to eat anything. We do not get cough, we do not get cold, we do not feel pain, we do not get hurt. It's real, exultant and supreme, means it's the best place to live. And that is my home. And how do I get this home? So we just learned from this chapter. We should discriminate ourselves from others. Like, I am not Ajeev, I am not this body. When I'll discriminate, and then what I'll do? I'll meditate upon my soul. So what will I do? I'll renounce all worldly aversions. I'll renounce all these bad things what I do. Rag, dvesh, attachments, delusions. I should all renounce all these delusions. And then what will I have? I'll have perfect spiritual bliss. Why? Because in my home, there's only happiness. So my home is full of happiness. Okay.
Saji, I have a question.
Yes, tell me.
I think it's a quick question. But yesterday in our Shabir, I asked a question, but I wasn't actually sure of the actual answer. It is,
yeah.
The question is, can we actually practice discriminative science?
Yes, we have to. If we want to get liberation, we have to, if we want to be happy, we have to practice the self-discrimination. Why? Because Arjun, we just saw that example now about that race. Until when I was told that yes, I can run fast and I can win race, I have this anxiety to win the race. I wanted to win so badly that if I lost, I cried so badly that, oh, why couldn't I make it? The moment I came to know that, oh, I am nobody to run. I am not doing the running job. So when I am not doing that thing, how can I expect the result that, yes, I can do it? When I have no potential to do it, how can I promise that, yes, I can do it? The moment I come to know that I cannot do it, or I am nobody to decide whether I'll win or I'll lose, I'll stop thinking about it. I'll stop worrying about that matter. So in context of that matter, I'll be happy and satisfied. Will I not be? Will I be in tension that, oh, I have to win, I have to win? No, I will not be in any kind of tension that I have to win. So this discriminative science in that context made me feel relieved. That, like that, similarly, in any phase you take, this discriminative science will make us feel relieved.
Oh.
The moment I'll start knowing that, oh, I am nobody to do it, I'll stop worrying about that context, about that matter. And in that matter, I will be relieved and I'll be happy in that matter. So just imagine if we practice this completely, we will never ever have to worry at all about anything. And not worrying is only happiness, right? If you don't worry, you are happy. So this discriminative science will make us free of all the worries, and therefore it will make us happy. Arjun, are you getting me?
Yeah, that answers the question.
We all know that expectations hurt, right?
Yeah.
Why do they hurt? Expectations. Why do expectations hurt? Because we expect what we cannot do. Therefore, they hurt. If we would have expected that, yes, I will know. So, dude, you are knowing. So, it will not hurt you because you can do it. But if we say, no, I'll just climb this mountain. So, dude, it's all up to your body. If it doesn't get sick, of course, you go ahead with your climbing plan. But if it doesn't give you, like, company, then you cannot climb having your body stick to your bag. So, you cannot do that, right? So, we do not have to expect things which we cannot do. And when we stop expecting things that we cannot do, we are happy.
Okay, thank you, Anubhavji.
Okay, welcome. So, okay, this poem, we'll do it in the next class in just 10 to 15 minutes. It's very easy. You just go home and read it and try to think about it. Is it my home? And do I really want to go into this home where I do not get, you know, fever, where I do not get to worry about anything, where I am all happy? Do I really want to get into this home? Just think about it, okay? In the next session, we meet. Okay? So, we'll conclude now. We'll join our hands, close our eyes. Jaimin will say Ramokar Mantra and Dia will say Chatari Mangal Path. Jaimin.
Hello?
Yeah, Jaimin, Ramokar Mantra.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Uvajayanam. Namo loya sava sanghunam, eso pancha namo karo, sava pava panasana, manaram cha sadasi, paramam havai mangalam.
Jaimin namo airi adam. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Namo arhantadam, namo siddhadam, namo airi adam, namo uvachayadam, namo loya sava sahuram. Very good. Okay, Antia.
Chattari mangalam. Arita mangalam, Seda mangalam, Sahu mangalam, Kivli pananto, Dhammo mangalam, Chattari logutama, Arahanta logutama, Seda logutama, Sahu
लोगुतम केवली परंतु दम्मो लोगुतम चटाशन पवजाम अंतेशन पवजाम सितेशन पवजाम साहुशन पवजाम केवली परंतु दम्मो शन पवजाम.
Excellent, very good. Okay, Jai Shrindra, revise everything that you have done till now. We'll have exam someday. Okay, Jai Shrindra.
Jai Shrindra.